Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Root Work Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back, and I'm happy to be back. You know, some people say that you shouldn't feel happy to even be here. But, yes, in ways of saying it, you are blessed to be here. Regardless of what you are going through, you're still blessed. Look at the people around you. You think that you're in a bad situation, but there's always somebody's situation that is worse. Now, on with the episode. I would like to thank all of my listeners, all of my followers, troublemakers, the evil people, the backbiters, the backstabbers. I thank you all. Because there are some that listen in to see if they can hear of something evil to do to someone else. There's many listening in to see if they can hear something that will help them. Well, we always go into real talk, and I would like to bring up something. Family relationships, stay out of your sisters, your brothers, your mothers, your daughters' relationship, not unless they call on you, because when you butt in, it makes things worse. What if you're saying something about someone's fiancé, let's say you're a mother, and you're all up in that relationship, stirring up trouble, trying to start an argument. You need to butt out, because in the end, it's all going to turn back against you. They're going to be happy, and you're not. The only reason that you would butt in is because you're not happy. You know that there are people that are not happy and do not want to see anyone else happy. That's number one. Number two, fish and visitors stink after an hour. It's not 3 days anymore. After a few minutes, they stink. And I'm going to tell you why. You never know who you are trying to help out. Let's say that you're trying to help a relative out, a friend out, and you offer your home, your food, and everything to them. And they turn around and backstab you. They could possibly steal from you. And that's the ultimate betrayal. I mean, stealing, to me, that is betrayal. Because, and they turn around and steal from you. There's a reason I'm bringing up stealing, and I will go into that later on. But as much as we would love to, we can't help everybody. Number three, always assuming. Well, you know what some people say, assuming makes you an ASS. Well, that is true. When you walk around assuming this and assuming that about somebody else and somebody else's household, that makes you an ASS because you don't really know. You are just assuming. You can have your opinion, yes. You can think the way that you want to think, but don't cause trouble for other people because it's a law now that you cannot gossip about someone else because it's slander. And in some serious court cases, we're slander. So don't slander anyone else. Deadbeating is the issue. Let's say you have a pocket full of money, but you are pressuring friends and relatives to give you more, spend your own money. You know, some people, deadbeating is in the blood. But some people take this up on their own or people in the world. Most people was not raised like this. Their upbringing was not this way. I have something to say to all mothers. When you have done all you could for a child. You brought them up the right way. Their upbringing was great. You have done everything that you could as they have become an adult. You have done everything you could for them. And they are still set in their ways and doing the wrong thing. Please do not kill yourself over this. Stress will kill you. Stress will run blood pressure up, blood sugar, and everything else. You have to step back and let them learn from their own mistakes. Everything will be better later on. I know that some of you at the time will be angry. You will feel hatred. You think that you feel hatred. But later on, you have let it go. Everything is going to be okay. These people, well, it's mostly young people, will learn. But do you know that we have more young people going to Christ than ever before? And I am so proud of them. They're making a change early in their life. No, none of us are perfect. But to confess that you want to change, to actually go forth and try to make that change is something spectacular. Think about that. And anyone in your family, even your friends, when they're making that change, give them some support. Don't give them negativity. Example, if a young man with his mother said, you know, I want to change in my life. And then the next week, they come and say they've given their life over to Christ. Do not give them negative feedback on it. They need all the support they're going to get. You know, once you do that, the devil attacks you every single day. It's going to be a long, hard road. Every day is a journey for everyone, not just the saved, but the unsaved, too. And to my workers, all workers that do the same work that I do, don't get upset over losses. Losses of clients' family that you have been working on, and they were already sick. Sweethearts, it is not your fault. There's nothing more that you could have done. It was their time. We cannot overpower God. It was their time. So stop grieving and blaming yourself. And I have a little advice for the ones that's trying so hard to make the change, trying so hard to get to the church, trying so hard. And something always comes up on Sunday morning. Something always comes up when Bible study comes, and you can't make it. Some of you go in late determined. That's determination right there, even if you have to hear the sermon and the invitation to the, you have made it. You've pushed through all of those obstacles that tried to stand in your way, and you made it. You're still doing good. Don't feel bad. But there is conjure for such. Removing obstacles from your way. Removing hindrances. Oh, yes, you plead the blood of Jesus on all of that evil that's trying to keep you from doing the right thing. I know that things come up from day to day. Some are angry. Some are upset. Some are sad, but it's going to get better because God has already gone ahead of us and fixed it. It's always God's battle, and his yes overpowers every no on this earth. I would like for you to know that, but there is conquer. I'm going to tell you what it is. It's a very old one. It's ammonia, turpentine, three salts, sea salt, kosher salt, and regular salt, Epsom salt. I'm sure that all of you have heard of Epsom salt. Now, I will say this, 7 drops of turpentine. You mix this together and you pour it at the edge of your yard, like going across your driveways, across your steps, every entrance to your house. Now, you want to talk to your worker about that. Always consult them, but that is a tip, and you will see changes. The red double light is planted at the front and at the back entrance of your house, near your steps, will help you too. You will feel things lifting when you do this. That's another conjure tip. Obstacle to be removed. Rue mixed with 4 other herbs, 7 oils, and special stones. Now, that's a partial conjure tip that you really need to talk to your worker about. We do not work the same. So that's why I said you need to speak with your root worker about this. You know, this is a very important thing to help remove obstacles. And yes, prayer is a part of it. Did you know that the first one was an old voodoo conjure tip? But I would still, and it was full, but I still say, speak with your worker before you do this. Okay, when you are laying your tricks, now all tricks are not bad, but this is a trick. Now, when doing this, you really don't want anybody watching you. You may want to act like you're planting flowers or you're raking your yard, but everything should not be seen. And I say this because people talk. They're talking now. They have talked 50 years ago. They have talked even when Christ roamed the earth. So being discreet is one of the major parts of conjure. Being discreet is not only not letting anyone see what you're doing, but opening your mouth about it. When a worker tells you something to do, it should always be peace and quiet so that you can focus on what you're doing. Always. See, the whole thing is about focus. It's the mind's eye. And I think that I have explained that very, very well. Let's go into a little more real talk. I spoke about business. Okay, workers, I'm going to speak about clients that come to see you. Do not go into this raw, and I'm sure you've heard this term in another way. Always protect the area that your clients come into. Always. And protect yourself. And after the client leaves, do it again. Cleanse behind them and do your protection right. I know that some are very, very busy and they can't do that. What is 5 to 10 minutes paired to the backwash of your client's mess jumping on you? Now take that into consideration, everyone. Everyone. Sorry about that, a little thirsty. Okay. There's a lot of real talk and there's a lot of conjure into this. And the second tip that I gave you was voodoo and witchcraft combined. Okay, Satanism, salt and the fire. Salt and the fire, depending on what you're trying to do, always bring luck. But it's bringing luck without breaking the bad luck, that's been around you. And to me, my opinion, I do not think that that is safe. But it is a conjugate. So you still want to contact your worker. If you're brave enough to go at this alone, then that is on you. Stones. Let's talk about our lodestone. It doesn't matter what you want. Let's talk about the love lodestone. There is a come to me ritual that you may have to do. That's if you're trying to get a certain person to come to you or a new person to come to you. That's the work of a red candle. You don't just put the red candle down to burn. See, most people need to realize that. That needs to be energized by you, your thoughts, your ideas, what results you want. Grabbing the name of the person on the candle. Okay. Parchment paper is something I want to speak with you about. Brown paper bag is just as good as parchment paper. And you always use red ink for this. Set the candle on the parchment paper after you have written your petition on it. Surround it with seven pennies. Okay. Lay the lodestone in front. Put just a little bit of honey under that red candle so that it'll stick to the parchment paper, sweetening the person to you. And you burn that at least 15 minutes per night for 5 nights. And you will get that result on day 6 or day 7. That's something that works real fast. You know, colors. Our colors really have a role in what we do. Red, yes, it's for love, it's for sex, it's for passion. Some use pink. Okay, you can use pink. You can burn a pink candle alongside the red. But the red alone is very strong and will bring you what you want, and love matters. Now, I gave you another partial conjugate, and that's about love and relationships. So, yes, I still say speak to your work about this. You're going to be very happy with those results, though, if you decide to go that way. Now, colors. Brown, purple, green, orange, yellow, and yes, there's some red. And I'm going to tell you that, but depending on how you use them, you can't use them all together. But depending on how you use it, will bring success. One of them will. One will bring you good luck. The other will bring money and a specific amount, you know, the amount that you want. Yes. So, you have it all right there. All you have to do is ask about it if you are unsure. See, I'm giving out more today than I have. I did not do a broadcast last week. I felt like everyone needed a break. Even myself, we are all human. So, let's talk about the sliminess of the enemy. The enemy is out to destroy any way that he or she can. But some of the ways that they seek out to destroy is unbelievable. I know when they're doing rituals to control somebody that it could affect that person's whole household, their whole life. You're out to destroy in a certain part of a person's life, and it affects their whole life. Yes, it affects their whole life. It affects their house, their family, the way people act, Let's say a bad contract has been done to destroy someone's marriage. Wouldn't you know that it's going to affect everyone in the house? Our children are very vulnerable. You're even going to see different actions in the children. Yes, there'll be arguments in the house, for example, misunderstandings, feelings of tightness. And you don't have to be a reader, advisor, worker, whatever, to feel this, which comes to the next thing, which is jail cases. There is a trick to get people out of prison and out of jail, but it has to be done at a specific time, on time, at the right time. And you have to listen. See, I'm going back to listening to your worker. When they tell you to do something, you're thinking, oh, wow, I have to do this. Well, I thought they were going to do something. What are they doing on their end? You better believe that we're doing everything on our end to bring you your results. But it's not a one-sided thing. There are things that you may have to do on your end. And you have to understand that. You have to listen. And if you don't understand, call, ask. There's no harm in asking questions. There's no such thing as a stupid question. But there is a such thing as a stupid answer. Don't feel ashamed to call and ask questions. I've heard from some people, they've had people working for them in the past, and they did not want to answer a question. They were too busy, or they got their feelings hurt because they snapped at them. Well, that's unfair. Some people are like that. But as for me, I take time and I listen. I listen. Because no one is perfect. Maybe they didn't get it the first time you said it. I don't mind explaining. If I have to explain the third time, I will, because I want everything right, because lives are dependent on it. There are so many things that we do for you all, and I enjoy it. And asking me a question is just a small thing compared to the other things that I would have to do. Now that I have gotten that out of my system, here comes the big one. Deciding whether or not to go for it and protect your yard. Yes, protect your yard. Some people are afraid of it. And one conjugal tip involves the GY, the graveyard. And I'm not going to give that one out because you could really hurt yourself with it. With this type of conjugal tip, you could really send things backwards if you do the slightest thing the wrong way. So, yes, it is good to listen. You can even call me after this episode, and I will explain things to you. Now, I want to talk about our problem clients, all workers that are listening in. You know, some of us are soft-hearted, and we understand. I know that there's a price to everything, and where the economy is, some people can't do the whole price of something, and we decide to work with people. But when you are working with someone, just an example, and they send you about $40 or $50 and say that, oh, I'll send the rest of it to you in about 2 or 3 days. And it has been 3 or 4 weeks. And workers, you already know that you're going to have to go back over everything all over again, wasting your time, wasting everything. It's like starting over again. So really, the deadbeat client is really getting over on you. I always use example states. I don't know why I'm myself as the example state for me. That is South Carolina, and I mean every part. Columbia, Walterboro, all of it. That is a problem place. So if you get calls, clients from there, you better be on your P's and your Q's. Dot every I, cross every T. Because they are really out for freebies. They go around in life thinking that things are free. Okay? And I'm using it as an example. This can be an interstate. Okay. And then after they do this, they feel no shame and calling you, asking you questions about another situation. You have a life and death situation. An example, and you think about it, workers. They have a life and death situation. But every day, they're playing nice, calling, how you doing, and all of it, just to ask you about something unimportant. It could be sex. It could be something stupid. Anything but the most important thing that they're trying to work on. See, that's trying to butter you up right there. And then some of us fall right into it. Do not. Okay? If they're calling, if they're not about getting this important work done, do not entertain nothing else that they say. Don't entertain it, because if you entertain it, they will bother you every single day. Yes, they will. All right, I want to skip off. I will come back to it. But I want to skip off to saltpeter or saltpetri. Saltpeter can be used, and I've been asked to explain this, can be used in clearing. Saltpetri can be used to speed up money washing, money ritual. Yes, saltpetri adds more strength. Saltpetri is used in a lot of things. I just gave you two because if I went down the list, it would take all night long. See, that's a mineral. See, you don't understand how many things around you can be used. Even the geranium plant can be used. It can be turned into oil. And you don't have to have fancy equipment to turn these herbs into an essence. Some do tinctures, okay, but the herbs that flower and food, a liquid is by heat. And you would be so surprised how many leaves or how many petals it takes just to make a really big bottle of oil. But it is well worth it, people. It is well worth it. And still, you have to tincture it just a little bit to give it its, well, to bring out its smell. Now, when you do this, it lasts over 6 months. Always store them where it's not too hot and not too cold. Always have storage for the things that you work with. Always. You never leave your stuff laying around because we all have to be discreet about what we do. And I'm sure some of you workers have family that talk about you all the time and have doubting you, and they even feel that you're going to do something to them. Don't worry about them. Go on with your work. You're doing great. Go ahead and do what you do. Never mind what they say, and never mind what somebody else said that they say. Because that's childish. Well, everyone, I am at the end of my show, and I hope that your week is blessed. I love you, my new family. I love you, Mama. And I am so happy to be speaking on this day. God bless everyone. Goodbye.